harder and lengthier process than squaring hard-nosed political journalists. From the outset, I knew that much of this book would centre on the defining relationships of my political life with Tony Blair and Gordon Brown. As I wrote, I found myself recalling some of the despair I occasionally felt during the 1980s, the lurking, ever-present thought that our party might never form a government again, and the sheer hunger and drive this instilled in me to ensure that it did not happen. I found that same hunger in Tony and Gordon. It was not a hunger for office for its own sake, but for a modernised Labour Party that would build a more humane, tolerant and socially just country than the one we were living in during the 1980s and early 1990s. The three of us became like brothers, the force of our personalities and the desire for change that we shared with the team of political professionals that we built together. People like Philip Gould and Alistair Campbell would help to take us back into government and keep us there for a longer period than any in Labour's history. We transformed our party's attitudes to the economy, to markets, to state ownership, to defence, to business, to the trade unions, to tax and spending, to public service reform, and to individual rights and responsibilities. In doing